Let's head over to the KRDO Newsline now, joined by Dana Shield with the Colorado Springs Airport. We are quickly approaching spring break, which obviously tends to kick off the travel season in the minds of many right now. And just in time, there's some new air service as well as carriers over at Colorado's small airport. Dana, good morning. Let's talk about some of the new options coming in, especially for the upcoming spring and summer travel months.
Good morning. Yeah, we definitely have a lot going on at the airport. Spring break, like you said, is just around the corner, and we always see an influx in travel, really those last 2 weeks of March, and we're expecting the same thing this year. Going past spring break into the summer, we have a lot of new air service, so our travelers have a lot of new choices coming up. Beginning in May, May 3rd, we have a new carrier, Avelo Airlines, that will be serving Burbank or LA Hollywood nonstop, so really fun route there, and we were excited to welcome Avelo to the COS family. Following Avelo, we have a lot going on in June and July. So Delta will be bringing back their Atlanta flight on June 5th, which is a huge win for us. They suspended that flight during COVID, so we're excited to see it finally come back. And it's such a huge, huge connecting airport that it really gives travelers an option to go really anywhere domestically and internationally for the most part. So we're excited about that. Delta's also going to be serving Minneapolis nonstop, so that's a new route for them. And also serving Minneapolis will be a new carrier, will be Sun Country Airlines. So they're serving Minneapolis nonstop beginning June 8th. So June, beginning of June, is going to be a busy new air service month. And finally, Southwest, who just celebrated their two-year anniversary at COS, will be serving Long Beach nonstop starting July 11th. So this summer is going to be packed with all new air service and new choices for travelers to a bunch of really good places. So we're excited about that.
Absolutely. And Dana, what does it say as far as kind of Colorado Springs' place in the market that we're seeing not only increases in routes from some of the larger carriers, you know, United, Delta, Southwest, but also having the addition of some of the smaller carriers like Avelo and Sun Country also expressing interest?
You know, we've always said that the more the airport is utilized by our community, the more we're going to grow. And I think we're finally starting to see that. Our community has really grown, and our airport has grown with that community. And airlines have really started to notice. Our traffic has increased. In 2022, we had the highest level of enplanements, which are folks getting on a plane out of COS, since 2000, so in 22 years. So our traffic has really taken quite the turn as far as what we've seen in the last few years, and airlines are noticing that, and they're more confident to bring routes here because they are more comfortable knowing that our community will support them.
Absolutely. And speaking of that increase in traffic and that growth as well, the airport also getting some improvements coming up to the tune of $6 million.
Yeah, so we were just notified that we received an FAA grant of $6 million, like you said, to go towards our concourse modernization. And this specific amount of money for the grant will actually be utilized for improving the accessibility and the efficiency of the airport. So we have some really great accessibility additions, like a hearing loop for those who need that. And then we also have some really great efficiency updates we're making that we've made on that front side construction that we did in 2020. Like LED lighting and even like wastewater saving in the bathroom. So we're going to see some really cool improvements with that grant fund. In general, our concourse modernization will hopefully begin this summer. And overall, it'll take a few years, but the entire concourse will eventually be renovated and be brand new and really improve that traveler experience. But also, like you said, is going to be built to accommodate that higher level of traffic that we're seeing.
Absolutely. Well, Dana, we appreciate the time and update. Again, if anyone wants more information about everything going on, links to all the different options, of course, now's the time to definitely be looking before you book. What's the best place to start all those kind of travel-related queries at?
So we have our website, and you can see where all the carriers fly and link to their websites to book those flights.
Perfect. Well, Dana, we appreciate the update.
Thank you.